The Caritas House is in rural Lawrence County, partway between Slippery Rock and Newcastle. It's an old farm structure that sits on 42 acres that's been converted into an enhanced personal care home for those with serious mental illness. 11 people live there. On site, there are mental health workers, a director, and other staff. The people who live at Caritas work on site at a neighboring building. Among the things they do is take care of pets while their owners are in crisis situation, such as going into a facility for inpatient psychiatric stay or entering rehab or staying at a domestic violence shelter, places they can't bring their pets. It's run by a nonprofit called Human Services Center. Steve Plyler is the organization's residential director.
Many times people don't want to go into the hospital because they're concerned about their pets. A lot of ladies will not go into a crisis shelter because they're concerned about their pets being left with someone who may abuse them, and so they're less likely to seek treatment.
I love working with the dogs.
Mary Beth Weatherby is 53 years old. She has bipolar disorder and has lived at Caritas House for the last 3 years. She's one of the residents who takes care of the dogs and cats at the kennel. Today, she's feeding Midnight, a black lab who jumps with excitement at the sight of her.
When I see the dogs early in the morning and they're barking, and I love that, and it just touches my heart. And when they come in, you pull the cable, let them come in and eat. Oh, that touches my heart. I get real happy because I love the dogs. I love what I'm doing.
The kennel opened last year as the first short-term pet crisis shelter in the region. People from all over southwestern Pennsylvania can bring their pets in for up to a month. Jamie Cochran is the vocational supervisor at Caritas. She says while the program benefits those who drop their pets off to seek care, it also has a tremendous benefit to the residents of Caritas House.
Our clients have severe mental health issues, and a lot of them are very paranoid when they're out in the community to work in a community setting. So it's easier for them here because there's not a lot of pressure on them.
Cochran says it's initially difficult on the pets, who don't understand why they're in an unfamiliar place without their owners. But they also respond to and connect with their temporary caregivers.
The animals understand our clients have a disability and are very gentle with our clients. So it's kind of a win-win situation for the animals and our clients that provide service.
It's also hard on the pet owners.
It was hard. It was rough. I mean, I was like, you know, I'm a 6'4", you know, 200-some-pound male that cried like a 4-year-old girl.
When John Rand and his longtime girlfriend broke up, he needed a place for his dog, Loki, an Akita pit bull mix, while he found himself an apartment and got his life back together. Loki spent nearly 3 weeks at the shelter.
I don't feel secure leaving my dog anywhere without me, but I felt when I was, you know, when I went there and I, you know, everything, you know, I was still skeptical when I met Jamie and did this in the facilities. I felt fine with it.
The kennel is grant funded and free and is currently operating at full capacity. Room for 5 dogs and 6 cats. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.